Well, Farmer Jones had planted 27 acres of tomatoes. Wow. And everything was looking really, really good. And he was happy because that 27 acres of tomatoes was going to bring in enough money to pay off any debts and for his family to have all the money they needed for the next year until it's time for the next crop. But as he looked at everything and how good everything was looking, there was something he had heard that was troubling him. He had heard some rumors that an army was headed their direction, but it wasn't an army of people. It was an army of worms. There were army worms that were going through the region. And army worms are just like locusts in that if the army worms come, those things come through and they eat everything. And within a couple of days, everything can just be completely decimated. And so he was getting a little nervous and worried about that rumor that he'd heard. And he went to the far corner of his fields, and sure enough, there were the army worms, and they were starting to descend upon his crop of tomatoes. Well, his family came outside, his wife and his two kids, and you know, farmer's like, oh, he was just so discouraged that they were just going to lose everything. Well, his daughter, Sally, she had brought her Bible out, and she said, Dad, doesn't the Bible say that God will rebuke the devourer? And she looked in her Bible and she found in the book of Malachi, it said that if you're faithful in paying your tithes and offerings to God, that he would rebuke the devourer for their sakes. And she said, Dad, don't you pay your tithe? And he says, yes, I do pay my tithes and my offerings. And she said, so God has promised. Let's claim his promise. And so they all got down there and they kneeled down and they all took turns praying and claiming that promise that God would rebuke the devourer. And before they had even gotten up from their knees, all of a sudden there was something that was starting to kind of block the sun. And they looked up and there was a huge flock of blackbirds. And those blackbirds descended down on the field. And they ate up all of those army worms. And then they took off, and they disappeared, and they flew away. And so God literally fulfilled that promise for them that day of rebuking the devourer for their sakes, because they were faithful in paying their tithes and offerings and in claiming the promise.